Yeah, you just need to find a either a Pi 3 or a Pi 4. They know who works best. You could probably use a Pi 0. You got to get the headers for it and all that. A Pi 0 GW, you got to get the headers for that. But if you have a spare 3 or 4, you know, 3 is probably good enough. You don't need to put a full 4 on it. And then if you have, like, wired Ethernet to it, then you can access it. And you can do Wi-Fi, too, but if you have wired Ethernet. The nice thing is, like, all you have to do to update, you know, the quote-unquote firmware, it's not really a firmware at this point, Pat. You know, the Pi Hat's just a dummy little modem at this point. Instead of having a firmware for it, you just have a, you know, you're interfacing through GPIO pins, so it's all software that runs on the Debian install. So all you do is you, to update it, you run like one command, right? Go fetch this Debian file and install it. Maybe two commands, you know, one to fetch the file, second one to install it, and then you've upgraded. Like, that's all you have to do, and you can do that all through terminal or, you know, whatever, however you're comfortable. I actually, what I did is I took the All-Star 3 image, and, you know, that's got cockpit on it, you know, the remote admin stuff that you can do through the web browser, and then you can just open a terminal through that, through there. Or you just do system update. You know, you just click on the button for do OS updates. So you don't even have to go in the terminal. And then it'll recycle, you know, it'll do the update. And maybe you got to do a reboot, and then you're done. And you don't have to worry about going up to where your device is and, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, you can do it all from remote.